This is Capricorn FM Podcast.
As we move on now, our first conversation for the evening, Aubrey Modiba joins us on the line. Postman.
Hello.
How's it, Aubrey?
I am good, and you?
Sharp, sharp. E go tsere yang break ya COVID-19?
First 2 weeks, it wasn't bad. I think we got time or to lele family ka rena, re gona reflect on ourselves. Hey, mara, no, I think it's too much. Yes.
And maybe before Rebulelaka, exactly what you are doing there, in terms of keeping fit and then maybe keeping in touch with the club, how are you doing that?
Team Refile program, ever since lockdown, it only try by all means for keeping fitness, yellow ring, refit Jagayona before lockdown. And Kinanari, yeah, R2 Shagari, Rohana, or like work out around Murgula, or in case Barabuela Marao to play football, then we don't start from where we left off. So, start where we left off so that we can go back and perform again. So, yeah, credit to SuperSport for introducing that program for us.
Mm. And when you say exercise, I mean, do you get in touch? I get Renamo Miberekong, Renaldi Lobariki Zoom meeting, we are able to see each other. So when you guys train, is there a time where Lukonango trainer as a team or you do it on your own? And how do they keep track of Horu Ujimina? Because Bagara Samalu Jima Kandemutu Jari Court.
We don't have Zoom or Skype or anything like that, but we must send videos every day. But for time frame, we created a group where we send our workouts Monday to Friday. They keep the scores there. You have to do them within that time, but feeling on. So, yeah, that's how they keep track of us when we train.
And then, just also, as a football player, what do you think should happen? Do you think gore liki irfenako and then ritswele pile lo rega thoma gape ka September, or if West comes to West, re no stopa gona mo rileng gone?
Affectile everyone. So, ke tsebo re liki e tla decide eng. But as long as the like safety measures that are gonna be taken, because we can't just go back and risk our lives and risk the life of our children or our surroundings. So I think if they can introduce safety measures for us to be safe, even if we go back, then I think it should resume. But if maybe we can't be able to protect ourselves in terms of, catching the virus or, exposing ourselves to the virus, then I think, we should carry on like this up until then it's safe for us to go back and play again.
Mm. So you are also busy kadi projects mo gae. What are you doing? And I hope le apara di mask le di glove ga le busy kadi products tse kadi programs still.
Yeah, thanks to Neo the Taylor. Gena provide le ngade mask. Gena mtor make le ngore from the start nje re na le safety ya re mask and Putimed Foundation le grant ke ga they donated the sanitizer. Tselo reng and educate them about the safety, how to avoid the virus. So we must lead by example, because they were like, okay, you educating me about this, but you doing a different thing. So we were safe and I'm happy it was a successful event.
Mm. And in terms of who identify the community, how do you go about that?
We only did one project, Go High, where I'm from, Men's Village. Kawari Kimoko Hojing, kids about struggle. And yeah, no, whoever anali suggestion about the community or village, Loran Ragahono Tusha will always come together and discuss that, or okay, sharp, I'm from this place, or whoever is from there. Then whatever, no, gents, think people in my community or in this community, they really need our help. So, Rakakancha the crowd and Ravalela, then Rara discuss our way forward.
Mm. And in terms of reaching the families, I mean, lenale target for how many families or little nobona, as much as you can help, as much as the more you get donations, people coming on board Batusha, and then the more you assist.
Yeah, the more Batusha honor Tusha, because like I said, they affect everyone. So Lorena will try by all means to work a budget, yeah, much because I can't just go to someone and ask, you know what, and fare this much so that I can buy food for this community. So, yeah, we try by all means, as people that are involved, then that's when we'll discuss it, how many families that we need to help, and yeah, we'll take it from there.
Yeah, and maybe if I can go back before I let you go, Postman, just about what is happening in Kotlapung. I mean, there's a few changes, Captain Dino Watsamaya, and there's a few changes. I mean, when those things happen, how do you guys handle with that? Lahona Labulela and all those things to say, hey, changes, do they keep you up to speed and all that?
Yeah, no, they always... Yeah, keep us updated. You know, these are the people that we play with. These are the people that help the team. You know, to be where it is right now, the trophies that we've won, you know, everyone was involved. So I think it's important for them to, you know, update us in terms of that. And yeah, it's going to be a big blow. But, you know, I think moving forward, you know, we can get their replacements and be able to go back to winning again. But yeah, it's going to be a big blow, especially in Team Sherman. Go teaming, I think, is a leader. He wants to win. Korodular Hambola, if we're getting, you know, carried away, because he's a leader. And yeah, he instills that, you know, winning mentality. That's what I like about him. He works very hard. He leads by example. So, yeah, it's
gonna
be a big blow for us.
And Okarubo Halinyana, man, pitching when things don't go the way, man. He's rallying the troops. I mean, I remember one interview that I had with him, Koko SABC after the game, and you guys had lost, and he was like, "This is not how SuperSport United plays. This is disappointing." And Wamona kor ibutoku okwele. It looks like he literally dies with his boots on the field, isn't it?
Yeah, every time he puts, you know, SuperSport shirt on, you know, he's ready to fight for the teams, right, to fight for the players as well. Because, like I said, he's a leader. He wants to win. And, you know, he knows what we can do, you know, on a given day. We can, you know, help teams. So if that is not happening, you know, he gets angry because he knows what we can do the week. So, yeah, that's why maybe...
So mna e kitla ka politiki nyana mna no gona le mahemhem gore o ka re ka kwa next door ba go nyaka sala ya fella ka itabele
no I'm not feeling ga ke se ne passport extension no but it was a good thing or you know teams to recognize my efforts, which is something that you know that pushes me as a player to keep on working hard, to keep on helping the team as much as I can. So, yeah, I'm with the leading and I'm still a SuperSport player.
All right. Aubrey, thank you very much for taking time to speak to us and stay safe. And we appreciate the work that you're doing to the communities. We need more people like you, especially more Jwangona Jwalekabatu. Thank you very much.
Galebo.
It's Aubrey Modiba, SuperSport United player there. I mean, and for me, I can understand where he says that, you know, all they need now is to play football. I mean, you can imagine any other person who does something for a living, who keeps on pushing, whether you play a sport or you work on radio, and then you can't do it. For, I mean, we are going on 50 days now without football, which is interesting. Bundesliga, Yabula at the moment. So it will be very interesting to see how that one goes.
That was Capricorn FM Podcast.